Om Shanti, and welcome to the celebration of light, to the celebration of meditation. We are all in Madhuban. Madhuban is not only the physical, but also the vibrational, where that divine light, God's love, the spiritual power lives. So now we are here physically, but in our feelings, let us ascend to that realm of light. So today we have chosen the topic, the divine dignity, the first gift of God to the soul, or the greatest gift. I call it the first gift of God to the soul. So we will have talk plus meditations. We will do both. As I have experienced God, Shiv Baba, and all His work, it is to raise the self-respect of the soul. The birth of the soul, the new birth. We are all Brahmins. We say, yes, I have taken a new birth. The birth happens through the understanding of knowledge, through recognition of God. But the development of the soul happens through increase of its self-respect. The object behind the whole teaching which Baba is giving us, the main object, is to uplift the dignity, the self-respect, the self-confidence of the soul. Baba has put it in one word, child, I have come to make you like me. And the most profound character of God is dignity. He has even called his path the path of the kings, the yoga of the kings, Raj Yoga. And he even says that you will become, means we will become, the sovereigns. And that sovereignty of the soul, the sovereigns of golden age, Baba says, but the basis of that is the sovereignty here now. The first sign of a sovereign is dignity, royalty, the greatness of thoughts. We are spiritual sovereigns. Sovereigns means people of high dignity in our consciousness, our mind, our consciousness, our inner stage should be the highest possible for a human being to achieve, the heights. Baba has given us such high goals that height of goals is possible to achieve only with the fuel, with that power of self-respect. The person who has no self-respect, what can he do? He can only obey. Naturally, we are here as students to obey the teachings of our great teacher. But the goal is to achieve that high stage where we are self-sovereigns. If we look at Baba's whole way of dealing with souls, dealing with us, he's always trying to uplift the value of the soul, the self-worth, the dignity. Everything which Baba says is to uplift, uplift and uplift. What is the downfall of the soul? It loses its self-respect, that dignified state, that inner sovereign, sun-like stage. That gets lost. One becomes diminished. If self-respect diminishes, the light, the power of the soul also diminishes. But we are the, Baba says, the souls of the Sun Dynasty. Let us shine like a sun. So let us take this divine dignity, the self-respect, as our main priority. Come what may, we should not shake in our self-respect, self-confidence. No matter what happens, this is our biggest power. We should always remember, my greatest power is my self-respect. And when this respect is coming from that high state of consciousness, it is untouchable. It is divine. When people in the world feel dignity, people feel, yes, I have self-respect. Worldly people, they have some, perhaps, wealth or position or high relations. We have all these things on spiritual level. The highest wealth, the highest position. Which position do we have? Baba says, child, always see yourself as number one. Because each soul is an individual. No two souls are identical. The individuality of each soul is unique. We all are number one in our speciality. We should never think, I am less valuable. No. So self-confidence, self-respect, knowing the uniqueness of the self. In our state of perfection, we all have a special uniqueness, which makes our individuality, our personality. We don't have to copy anyone. We just have to be our true self. Yeah? The first step towards self-dignity is to accept and respect our own uniqueness. I don't have to copy anyone. Yeah. So we all are number one. Yeah. In that being number one, we all are equal also. That is called the family of the kings, the family of the sovereigns. When a person does not have self-respect, he is not grounded, he is too shaky. You're like someone whose feet are not really strong. Yeah? If you don't have self-respect, on what power do you want to walk? Many things will happen in life. Yeah, because perfection of role is not always possible. Yeah, we will always have some kind of role. We cannot have the highest role always. Role will be according to the situation, according to possibility. But my stage should be independent of my role. That is why Baba says, when you meditate, then come beyond the worldly stage. Come into the realm of light. Come into that state of either angelic or be soul. So leaving the stage means also leaving the drama, leaving the roles. So let us not be affected. Let us not make our inner state dependent on our external roles. Roles can be very simple. I don't have to connect my self-respect based on my role. Yeah? Independent of all. So let us embrace the divine dignity. Because that's the main thing which God is trying to give us. After giving us birth, He is trying to make us royals, sovereigns. Yeah? God will be happy, you know, to see dignified children. Yeah? So our inner value should be independent of the external. Self-confidence. Yeah? The freedom of thought, the freedom of expression, we should always maintain. Yeah? When we are in a gathering, naturally, we are trying to maintain and create and maintain harmony. Yeah? Each one is doing his part, that's fine. That is the goal of action, of living together, of being together. We create harmony, we maintain harmony, we all do our parts. Yeah, that's beautiful. The perfection of action means harmony. But in my own inner self, I am independent. Like Baba says, the soul has three aspects. Yeah, heart, intellect, and its way of coming into action. I'm looking at these three lights. I had initially put four lights here. The fourth one went out. Yeah, so I thought, yes, the soul has only three. This was just symbolic. So the soul, the intellect, part of the soul, which is intellect, needs dignity, self-respect, confidence, in the self. The heart needs love. Yeah. Communication, relation, and our way of coming into action needs harmony. Yeah? All this. So, let us always live in our consciousness on the high mountains, like an ascetic. Yeah? Is that English word? No, ascete. Ascetic or ascetic. Who lives on high on the mountains. Yeah? Let us keep our consciousness high. High means self-respect. How do I go high? What is keeping me low? Bondage. I bind myself. Leave those bondages. Come above. Yeah? Leaving the small things is a way to go up. Wherever we feel, here I am bound, I should leave it. Because my goal is higher. My goal is not this. Let us not waste our time in small things. Yeah? Time is too precious. Or that what is in those heights of consciousness is much more enjoyable. My goal is to be God's child. Yeah? God, I am God's child, but yeah, like embodiment of God's qualities. Yeah? That is my goal. So we should always be ready to be free. Freedom, this inner freedom is another name of self-respect. There can be no self-respect if there is no inner freedom. Externally we can have duties, we can have, that's fine, but internally we are free. Individuality. Yeah. So one is giving up the bondage where we are binding ourselves out of our own initiative, out of our own interest. And second is freeing ourselves from the influences which have come upon us. Free yourself, free yourself, free yourself. And this freedom will bring lightness. Dignity, lightness and dignity. Like Baba says, be double light. How? Double light. How should I become light? By giving up any bondage, anything. Yeah? By ascending always to the higher levels of consciousness. When I am on that high state of consciousness, when I'm beyond all bondages, the absolute renunciate, what should bind me? Why? Why should anything bind the sovereign? I am free. Yeah? Dignity is another name of complete freedom. No bondage. The inner fulfillment brings freedom. How should I have that inner fulfillment? That inner fulfillment lies within me. I, my true self, is complete. I need nothing from outside. So removing all the layers of external influences. Yeah? That's a lovely meditation actually. To remove all the external layers. And accepting of coming to the self. When I remove the external layers, That means external influences. When I remove them, when I remove all of them, then where do I get? To myself. Let me accept my true self. I don't have run away from myself or hide myself. I need nothing from outside. My true self, yeah, is beautiful. Like Baba says, be soul conscious. What does that mean? Baba has explained, soul is a point which is shining. Be soul conscious means be a point which is shining. What does that mean? How do we become the point? When I'm free from all external things, then I am in my point state. When I'm free from all desires. Why I'm free from all desires? Because desire is something external and I'm not looking for something external. The external thing will be perishable. That what is mine will be imperishable. I respect my own inner core. I don't need something from outside. The absolute renunciate. The absolute detached one. Detachment, detachment, and once more detachment. That raises the self-dignity. So that is becoming the point. And then Baba says, be the point which is shining. Shine with power, shine with light. Shine with your light of self-dignity. So let us do this one meditation. Let us fill this room with our inner light. The light of the soul. I'll give a small commentary. But each one of us, let us try to be free. Free, loving the self, accepting the self, being just the point means I'm free. Point means I'm free of everything. Where there is nothing, point is like nothing. There is a source of peace. So let's have this meditation. I free my mind from all external influences. I take off each layer one after the other. Let me become free. Let me come to my inner core. Let me be myself. I love being my true self. here lies my dignity. I am valuable if I value myself. Free from all external I sit in the center of my own personality. The light of self-respect is now shining. In my inner self, let this light become stronger and stronger. Feel this light of self-dignity. All around you. And try to let this light spread in the whole room around you. Thank you. Yeah, we can have red light. Red light is nice. Thank you. Okay. So let us get into the habit. In the natural habit, like our sanskara of living in light of self-dignity. Not only self-dignity, the divine light which Baba is giving us. has all the qualities in it. The light, which is still not manifest state of all qualities. Like the light, actually it is not white light, it is colorless light. Yeah? It is transparent and still has all the colors in it. So that divine light, which is still transparent, still not manifest, not expressing itself in any particular quality, the origin of all qualities, like the origin of all colors, is within the transparent light. It's there, but it has no color. Okay, we can call it white or golden. We feel. Once I asked Gulzar Dadi, I said, when you go up in the subtle world, what do you see? We have been good friends. I was sometime even living with her in the same room. So we were like quite close friends. We still are. So she said when she goes in the subtle world, it's like moonlight, but like many moons put together, that kind of light. It's not hurting the eyes, it's very soothing. It is spiritual light, soothing the mind. It's beautiful. So let us have this divine light, like Baba says, child be double light, like he says, become an angel. Light is associated with angels. Lightness plus light. Lightness due to absolute freedom. Nothing is binding me. And being full of light. Which light? The light of all virtues together. But today we are specially talking about dignity. That's the first light we need. So let us always have this aura of self-dignity around us. Like sovereigns, when they walk, they have these special robes, no? A king or a queen can be recognized from these elegant robes. The spiritual king, the soul, has this beautiful aura of light always around it. The aura of dignity. That royalty. Yeah, like I was saying, a few minutes ago, this inner fulfillment is there, which brings the external freedom. So let us find everything out of the high state of consciousness. Baba is giving us so much. Like he said, child, I'm giving you jewels, you are a royal child. The royal children play only with royal things, with jewels, not with pebbles or stones. Which jewels? The jewels of high understandings. This is beautiful. So one thing, we can do in one more meditation, we can do that in red light actually. When one does not have self-respect, this, like you're wearing an old blanket, always covered by some dark layer, dark, old, uneasy feeling layer. So let's remove that layer now. We do this meditation. I look at my inner state. Many old fears, anxieties, many hurts which have led to loss of self-respect are there. Which I am carrying around me like a state of mind. It is like an old dark cover, an old clock around me. When I see myself in my inner mirror, I see that my posture is bent, many old burdens, sufferings, have made me like that. And today, I am going to free myself from all this. With my both hands, I open up this old dark coat, the old sheet around me, and just let it fall down, and I step out of it, shining with golden light. I see how joy comes on my face. My posture becomes upright. My shoulders and chest broaden. I breathe more deep and free. My vision now goes till far. I stand here. Upright. In dignity. Filled with a new joy. Thank you. Did you like this practice? Yeah? Being free. Yeah, this inner, our inner posture should be upright. When one does not have self-respect, his inner posture is bent. One is timid. Yeah? The vision is below. But no. Baba has taught us the magic of self-transformation. He has given us the blessing. Yeah? His blessings are our hidden power. Yeah. Otherwise, how can a human being ever dream to become perfect? How easily we say, I'm going to become like Father, Bab Saman. How easy we say that. How is it going to become possible? Because of God's, backing, this invisible help. Baba says, child, you take one step. Yeah, and in secretly he's pushing us 10 steps ahead. We say, oh yes, I did it. So this is very nice. We just always have to do it. And we see, it was easy. Yeah, so the old stuff gone. Whenever it comes back, always take it off. Yeah? So it's very nice to walk in the light. Let us live in the world of light. Let us remain surrounded by light. Yeah? Another thing, very important. We should have the nature of being happy. People who have the nature of not being happy, they will always find reason not to be happy. Yeah? They will justify being not happy. And no one can help them. Except they themselves. I cannot change things, but I can change my nature. There's a very nice book in German language. Maybe it's from some other language, but I only know it from a German, in the German version. A psychologist, a man who had worked 40 years, long, many years, as a psychologist And so many people came with all kinds of problems. He tried to help them, and he couldn't help any one of them. And then he thought, they don't want to be helped. Yeah. So he wrote a book. Yeah, in German. Is anyone sitting with German? No. Yes, doch. Anleitung, unglücklich zu sein. The guidance to become unhappy. He made, you know, the guidance to become unhappy. Yeah. So he made fun of it. But it's interesting. Like, it was like meditation commentary. I'm sitting here, my back is aching, my shoes are too tight, but something is wrong. Yeah. Yeah. So like that, you know. So let us, you know, take this as like a gift, like an advice from this psychologist also, that we have to have the nature of being happy. We should say, I want to be happy. Then we will always find justifications for being happy. Yeah, people who become over 100 years, like in Europe, definitely many countries, people who become over 100, you know, they are given special respect, some gifts. Yeah, maybe it's also in India, I don't know. And they were once interviewed, what is their secret of long life? And one main point was, they had the nature of being happy. Yeah? So, if we have the nature to be happy, only then we will develop self-respect. Because when we are not happy, we feel my self-respect is hurt. Yeah? When does one become unhappy? When one feels one has lost something. I have lost respect, I have lost health, I have lost money, or I have lost position, or I have lost a friend. Losing. If you lose something, you feel unhappy. When do we become happy? When we feel I got something. Yeah? So the nature to be happy is important to develop self-respect. Because loss, yeah, I have lost this, affects also our self-respect. Yeah, the person who feels he has lost everything and doesn't have a spiritual, alternative, then he is just diminished into nothing. Yeah. So let's not be like that. That's why I was saying earlier on, independent of our external roles, we should have this inner dignity. Yeah? So the person who is very much hurt inside, the persons who are unhappy, they are not grounded. Yeah, they are somewhere, always up in the middle of the air, somewhere, not by the self, only not by the self. Yeah? Not in the present moment, either in the past or somewhere in the future. Not here and not grounded. Yeah? The feet are not touching the ground. Yeah, though we want to become angels, that detachment is something else. But not to be grounded is due to many hurts which have come together. Yeah? So this relief from suffering, relief from inner lots of pains, will result into feeling grounded. Yeah? So let's do this practice. Yeah? Let's ground ourselves. Let's wash our consciousness from all kinds of hurts and pains or whatever. We wash ourselves, so that we are again powerful and happy and feel grounded. Yeah, shall we do that? Yeah? Okay, so let's do this small meditation. I am an ascetic. Living in the quietness of my freedom. And here, I see a waterfall of light. I go and stand under this light. The waterfall of light is falling upon me. And is cleansing me. And healing me. All the inner pains worries all this is being washed away. The divine light enters my consciousness. Goes through me. Cleansing me. Taking away all the waste and is leaving through my feet. Goes deep into the earth all the waste is left here behind in the depths of the earth the light gets cleansed. Goes through the earth and back to the top, the source. And again falls upon me. Goes through me. through my feet, down to earth. Enjoy my spiritual wash under the waterfall of light. I am fully cleansed. I love the touch of the ground. The circle of light which enters through me goes to the earth, back up, and again falls down. This circle of light is energizing. Thank you. So, we are this yogi. This is yogi. the one whose mind is full of light, the yogi living in the quietness of mountains. Mountain, we have spoken earlier, the high state of consciousness. Yeah, it's beautiful. So, living in this quietness, being free, being beyond. And when we are this ascetic, yeah, is that right? Ascetic? Yeah. It's beautiful to start the day, you know. Just imagine yourself being on top of the mountain. And from there, how far the vision goes. This dignified sovereign living up there. Yeah. And is shining. Just imagine this vastness of the vision. You can see so far. Let us stand there. Enjoy this freedom. And fill that whole space which we see with our light. We want to become Bab Saman, don't we? So we have to do it. And it's great fun, joy. Fill the whole space with that silence full of light. Now let's imagine this for a minute. I am a soul of Sun Dynasty. I have a sun within me. I myself am that sun. Wherever I stand, that whole space, however vast it may be, gets filled with my light. Thank you. Yeah. So we enjoy this sunrise. We enjoy the vastness which comes in that solitude, in being beyond. Let us just come into this beautiful divine habit of always fulfilling every room wherever we may be with light. Our inner room anyway, even external we can do. So this dignified person, full of power, Baba says, child, see yourself as junior almighty. Yeah, if you look at Baba's knowledge, he's trying to build up the self-respect to such heights which are actually unimaginable. This is beautiful. So a person of self-respect, if you want to maintain it, meditations help us to develop it. Now we want to maintain it. So one thing which helps is that what we are doing with ourselves, let's do the same with others. When I am trying to free myself, let me then not bind someone else. When I am trying to uplift my own self-dignity, let me not put the self-dignity of the other one down. Let me copy God. I'm God's student. What does he do? He is the highest. And no matter what state the soul may be in, the soul which comes in front of him, he always uplifts the soul. This is the first sign of a royal person, that he treats the other one with royalty. Royalty means uplifting the respect. Let my inner vision, my inner attitude be of upliftment. So not criticizing, appreciating. Only appreciating. I can give my opinion in a neutral way, but in personal interaction, let us uplift the respect of the next one. Every soul needs two things: love and respect. Respect more. Respect comes first. If you love someone but do not respect him, that love is not authentic. Respect comes first. Then everything falls in place. So, I am developing my own dignity and I can maintain it by letting this new learned, or maybe it's already old habit for many. So let this sanskara come into action in my interactions. Let us never put down the self-respect of another person. How do we do it? We can often do it by pointing out on Murli points. We should never use Murli points to put down the dignity of a person. No one needs a teacher. One needs a friend. God is teacher enough. I don't have to be additional teacher. Let me just be a friend. If I want to teach, I should teach by my example. Not by pointing out the knowledge points. Baba had said it, no? He said, among yourself, you children should be loving. Knowledge is for those who don't know it. So never putting down the respect of another person. Never. Baba never does it. No matter with whom he is talking, his level of treatment remains unchanged. Unchanged. So this is the sign of a royal person, that externally he is always royal. Another thing I would like to point out. You know, in a world, in the worldly way, if one feels self-respect, he feels because he has done something good. If you do something good, there are many ways, many reasons. If one has a lot of wealth or high position or high quality companions, you know, one says, oh, I have that and that great person is my close friend. Yeah? So there are many reasons to feel self-respect. But also if you have done something good, yeah? If you look back into our life, what are those things that we feel proud of? Yeah? To feel proud of, we need to have done something good, or we had stood up against some immoral thing. Yeah? We had the courage to stand up against it. Then we feel pride. No? So, as Brahman, we are getting a lot, but we should also be giving equally that much. Only then we can develop self-dignity. The person who only receives cannot get dignity. What should he be feel proud of? I cannot be proud that I got so much. Yeah? I have received so many gifts. I can be happy about having received many gifts, but to be proud, I want to know, what have I done? Yeah? Yeah? So this is another thing. Because Baba teaches us everything in a very holistic way. The high state of consciousness, one way. But now, I want to, the other aspect of self-dignity. I have also done something. Yeah, normally we call it service. Yeah? So the best way of service, if we have any duty to do, we do that. Yes. But internally, Baba says, give sakash, do something good. And I like that meditation, which I call the lake of lights. Yeah. Shall we do that as our closing meditation? Maybe creating a lake of lights. Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. Thank you that you are doing so many things with me. Yeah, you're very patient. I hope you have been enjoying. Yeah. Thank you. So let's create this lake of lights, and I won't take much time. And then if you want to ask something, sure, I would like to answer that also. I sit beside a lake. I feel relaxed. The full moon is shining above. It's a beautiful evening. And I decorate the lake with a light. Sitting beside this lake, I send good feelings good vibrations. And the godly light to a person. I see how the light of joy starts shining in the mind of this person. Whenever I am able to create the light of happiness in another person, one light gets lit up in my lake. I make it a habit to create happiness in the minds of souls through sending my positive energy to them. And enjoy seeing the festival of lights in my lake. Thank you. So thank you for listening. Thank you for working with the world of meditation is so fascinating. This world of light. We could do many more such sessions. It depends on the possibility. So we still have a few more minutes, depending on your wish. If you want to ask something or add something, please do so. Thank you. Okay. For Baba Milan tomorrow. Oh, what an important topic. I wanted to talk about it before I started. I'm sorry, I just missed it. The most important topic. Well, Baba, the teacher is coming tomorrow. So what should be our state of mind? We should already from now on, from this moment on, put ourselves in the orb of light. Let us think I am light, soul, my body is full of light and light is around me. Let us be very full of light, angelic, fulfilled, divine, like we are already with Him in the subtle world from now on. Yeah? So in that angelic mood, let us meet Baba tomorrow. Yeah? Thank you. This is a good question. Everyone heard? Whether we should meet Baba in the subtle world or in the soul world. I think we can do both. Yeah? Because we have both. We have Shiv Baba and we have Brahma Baba. So both are nice, our experiences. So we can go in the subtle world, we can also go to soul world. Both we can do. It's beautiful. Thank you very much. Thank you. Om Shanti. Thank you.